Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Luke 2, the verses 1 through 20. Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. Let us first sing from Psalter 235, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, my petition heed. Now help me in my need. My Savior be. I am thy servant, Lord. My trust is in thy word. Mercy to me afford. I cry to thee. 1, 2, and 3 of 235.
Thank you. We repeat, scripture reading for this morning can be found in the Gospel according to Luke, and thereof chapter 2, beginning with verse 1 to 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, Thou who bringest us together round Thy holy word in this morning hour of this day, a day set apart among men, and commemorated also yet in the countries in which we may live, in our land, in an outward way, for which we may yet acknowledge Thee, that Thou still givest it to be recognized. And then it is in this morning hour, that everything may be so quiet all about us. Lord, Thou knowest what is in the celebrations of man this day. Then there has been expectation, much expectation, in the months that have gone by, wherein the world has been busy, 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 that they may give gifts to one another. But then there is so little of that looking and that longing for that gift that only can come from Thee. And so there will also be, as it is year by year, in the days to come, in the week to come, there will also be so many disappointments, because man looks for his fulfillment in this world, but he experiences time and time again that it is not able to give what is needed to fill his soul. Oh, that thou may remember this land, that thou may remember this people in all their poverty. Oh, that there may come a missing in the midst of our land, and that there may come eyes that are opened, that they may see what a vanity, what a carnality, what a foolishness. Oh, that there may yet be still a proclamation, and that there may be eyes that are opened for that gift of God that we have read of in this morning hour. Then there is no disappointment. And when we may receive that gift in the inmost recesses of our hearts, then it will be a joy beyond expectation. Then there will be a rejoicing that is not known here below other than this. Oh, that thou may look upon each and every one of us. We are those who are set apart. We are those who are privileged by Thee, that we are not given over to that which the world is given over, that we are baptized, and that we are given an upbringing, that we are brought under Thy word of truth, young and old. Oh, that there may also be in the hearts of each and every one of us in this morning a desire for that blessed portion that belongs to the true people of the Lord. For then we may hear of a great joy. Oh, that the hearts in this morning and may all together burn after that joy. That there may be a desire, that there may be a cry. Oh, that there may be a prayer, Lord, so many times. I have come up unto Thy house upon that day of Christmas, and it has never entered my soul. I have never received eyes to see it. My heart has ever remained cold and hard. Oh, Lord, convert me. Oh, give unto me to see as something of that blessed portion of Thy people, that my heart may burn to, and that I also may be included, that there may be such a supplication amidst young and old. And Lord, Thou knowest where there is desire. For that child, Thou knowest where there is a need for him. There is a people who cannot see the way. There is a people who have not known the way. There is a people for whom the burden and the darkness only increases. That they say, how shall I ever be delivered? Oh, that Thou may open their eyes in this morning hour, that the glory of the Lord may shine round about them, and that they may be given light to see. Oh, could it please Thee to remember Thy church? There are those that may know what it is in their life to have experienced Christmas in their heart. And yet they must say that it has now been so many years ago. And Lord, then they can say that they may remember that joy. Oh, then they can say it was the 10th hour. But now where has it gone? Because for so many years, and then it seems like the Lord, He is so quiet. Then it seems like He has gone into His place, and that He returns no more unto me. And though they cannot deny what they have seen, what they have experienced, what they have felt, then everything comes into the grave for that people. Oh, that Thou may remember them also in this day. Oh, that Thou may give a little token of Thy nearness and of Thy favor once again. And to visit us with Thy salvation. Wilt Thou look upon all that were not able to gather with us in this day? Thou knowest where they are. Be with any that are sick. Those that are afflicted. Be with those that mourn, especially in these days. And when often that missing that is felt, that is increased. Wilt Thou supply for them? And wilt Thou be round about them with Thy favor and with Thy nearness? For there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, that they may experience something of it in these days. Remember Thy servants, each and every one that goes forth to bring Thy word this day. The student also that hopes to be among us in this afternoon hour, in the place where he is also serving in this morning, wilt Thou remember him, and all those that bring Thy word, Lord, that Thou may grant unto us what is necessary in this day. Oh, open Thy word, and give a little token of Thy favor, of Thy presence, of Thy nearness, a little feeling also in our heart, and that there may be something of Thy goodness experienced, that we may not only speak of the matters, but that we may experience and know of them. Wilt Thou remember all those that are destitute? Thou knowest also where they are. There are those that are in troubles and afflictions. And there are those that are in sorrows. There are those that carry burdens. There are those that lie in poverty in the midst of this world. Oh, that Thou who hast visited Thy people with Thy salvation, that Thou may also visit them with all Thy grace and Thy Spirit, and with all that is necessary in a natural way in this world. Oh, that Thou may visit us as land and people, that Thou may visit us as denomination, as congregations. Oh, that Thou may visit us as families, that Thou may come amongst us to help fathers and mothers and to convert fathers and mothers. And that we may be able to speak unto our children. O Lord, could it please Thee to open our mouths more and more. For Thou knowest how silent that we can be. Oh, that Thy word may go forth in the midst of our families, that our young people and that our children may also be given to hear more of Thy work, and that that holy jealousy may be born in their hearts. Oh, may it be also, and that we may be given so to speak, in this morning hour of Thy work in the life and in the hearts of Thy children, that there may be that holy jealousy born amongst young and old. Show Thyself, Lord. Show Thyself despite who we are and what we have done against Thee and what lives in us and what we deserve. Is it not a free and sovereign grace? Or is Thy grace and not wide as the ocean? Is it not boundless unto those who have sinned against Thee? O take reasons then out of Thyself to visit us in this hour. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 263, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Unto God our Savior, sing a joyful song. Wondrous are His doings, for His arm is strong. He has brought salvation, He has made it known, and before the nations is His justice shown. There will be only one collection today, and that is for our school, unless otherwise noted. Psalter 263, all stanzas. Congregation, it is our custom on the morning service of Christmas that we would speak about the fact of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in our second service, then it is our custom that we speak of those things that are further related unto that fact. Today, it is going to be a little different. A student, Al-Chalabi, hopes to be with us in this afternoon, and he hopes to speak about that fact. And therefore, in this morning hour, we are going to have it turned around a little bit. And thus, the words of our text, they can be found in the book of Joshua once again. In the book of Joshua, the 20th chapter, the last part of the 8th verse. Joshua chapter 20. And the last part of verse 8, these words, "And Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh." So far, the words of our text. Thus, Golan that is now the last city of refuge. Then we have begun with Kadesh, that is a picture of Christ in his holiness. That was on the west side of the Jordan in the north, you will remember. And then we have come down unto the center of that land, unto Shechem, and that is shoulder. That is a picture of Christ as the burden bearer of his people. And thus we have descended to the southwest of Canaan, where we come to Hebron, where we have heard of the Lord as the communion between God and his church. We have then crossed over the Jordan unto the east, and we have come to that town of Bezer, or fortress. And there we see that manslayer. He is running unto that city where he may receive protection from that manslayer. We have gone north again, unto Ramoth Gilead. And there we have seen the Lord Jesus, how that he was pictured in his heights, how that he was pictured in his exaltations for that people already in that Old Testament church. And now finally we come all the way to the northeast of the land of Canaan. And there we come to the last city, and that is in this Bashan in the tribe of Manasseh, that is city of Golan. What is now the meaning of Golan? Golan, that means revealed. Golan, that means manifested. And also with the joy and the rejoicing, the exaltations that are associated with the revelations, with the manifestations of the Lord. So revealed, what does that mean? To reveal something, children, we have spoken about that before. And when something is revealed, that means before that it was hidden, before that it was secret. When there is a covering over it, and it will be revealed, then that covering is taken off, and that everyone may see it. Not all revelations are joyful. No, there are some revelations that are very sad. When someone, for example, has had an accident, or someone has been killed, and this is now revealed, and then certainly that is not joyful. But this Golan that is speaking about it, about a joyful revelation. That is, it is speaking about a revelation that is a music unto the ears of the people. That is good news. Thus, our theme, that is Golan, or the joyful revelation of Christ. First, we want to see the necessity of this revelation. Second, the reality of this revelation. And third, the joy of this revelation, Golan, or the joyful revelation of Christ. First, the necessity. Second, the reality. Third, the joy of this revelation. It was necessary, congregation, after all the promises that began already before our first parents have left that garden, and after all of the prophecies that have given increasing amounts of light upon that mediator, that savior that was to come, it was necessary after all this that finally mediator would be revealed, that he would be manifested in the world. Thus it could not remain a promise. No, it also had to become a reality. And so it happened. So it happened after 4,000 long years of waiting. And that revelation that became a reality. Where? In Bethlehem's stable. Christ, he is the revelation, he is the manifestation of his Father. He is called the express image of his person. Thus, he is in himself God revealed unto men. He is so in his person, himself. That is, being himself the divine person in his incarnation. God and man in one person. but he is also the revelation of the will of the Father. That is, when he has come in his incarnation, then the Father's will, that was an eternal will, that has become revealed, that has become manifest upon the earth. Then there is so much of the Father that is revealed in the coming of the Son, because the covenant of the Lord, we spoke about that, young people, in catechism class, that covenant that was made in that eternal council of peace, that covenant is now manifested in the midst of men, of people here upon the earth. And then there is so much that is now made manifest. And what is it? Well, it is not only the will of the Father, but also the wisdom of the Father, how that he will save his church. It is the power of God that he gives, that God, he may be united unto that human person. It is the knowledge, it is the wisdom of God, it is the truth, it is the faithfulness of God that is revealed in the incarnation of Christ, because that promise that he has made already 4,000 years ago, that promise that is now being brought to fruition. So there are so many aspects of God and his will that are made known, that are made manifest, that are revealed in the coming of the Lord Jesus on the earth. But that incarnation itself, that was not the only revelation, that was not the only manifestation that was necessary. Isaiah, he says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Thus, that glory that has to be revealed unto men. Otherwise, the Lord, he is not going to receive that glory from men. So, children, we think of those that were on the earth, and the Lord Jesus, of course, he was born in that stable, but there was no one who knew about it. That was different than the other princes that were born in this world. But of the Lord Jesus, it was secluded, it was not known. And thus, it had to become known. It had to be revealed unto men. It had to be manifested unto men. So we see that is a second kind, that is a second sort of that manifestation, of that revelation of Christ, not only in the midst of the world, but also in a personal way in the lives of his children. To whom must he be revealed? If the Lord then is going to receive his honor, because we know those shepherds, we read they made known abroad that saying, but we don't read that anyone has heard or that anyone has gone to see the Lord Jesus in that manger. Thus, if the Lord was to receive his honor, and then this revelation, this manifestation of Christ, that had to be made known, especially unto those who were in need of Him, especially to those who were waiting for Him. We would say in a special way, it had to be made known unto that Advent people. Isaiah, he says, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So, who hath believed? And to whom is that arm of the Lord revealed? So, that revelation, the Lord, He has a connection between that revelation and faith. How could those waiting people rejoice, and how could they seek Him without such a manifestation when they did not know that He was born? Was that not necessary for the shepherds? Was that not necessary for the wise men, that there would come a time that that star would appear? What do we read about Simeon? How was he brought into that temple? We read he came by the Spirit into the temple of the Lord. Why? That he may see the salvation of the Lord. Thus, it is necessary for that people that the Lord is revealing, that the Lord is manifesting himself to them. Christ, he is not truly sought until that he is revealed, until that he is manifested. Also as that city of refuge. We read of the daughters of Jerusalem that they asked the bride, they said, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? And that bride, she began to speak. And she has spoken of him. And then we read that the daughters of Jerusalem, they asked her another question. They said, whither is thy beloved gone, that we may seek him with thee? Thus, those daughters of Jerusalem, that young church, they have heard from that bride something of who that beloved was. But you hear what they say. They say, whither is thy beloved gone? And there is a certain burning in their heart that they are drawn, but it still remains her beloved. Thus, it has not become yet their beloved, because the manifestations, the revelations of that beloved, they are not yet made to her, because the need that is not yet fully wrought in the heart of those daughters of Jerusalem. Thus, oh, there can be so much that is shining in that Word of God, in the life of that young church. Does it shine also in your heart too? Sometimes, and that the heart that can burn, that you see something there that is so precious, and yet that child, well, yeah, you cannot see that yet. You do not understand yet. You do not have for yourself that desire and that longing after that child. Job, he says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. So there is a difference between the hearing of the ear and the seeing of the eye of faith. Golan. We see that manslayer. That he is seeking that city, that he is seeking Christ in his manifestations, that he is seeking Christ in the revelations of himself. They are the revelations in his word. Thus, he has revealed himself unto men when he came, that is, in his person. But in his person, in his human nature, he is now in heaven. And how is it that he is revealing himself today upon the earth? Well, that is in his word. But it was the same that time as it is today, that still it is necessary that those revelations, they are made known, that they are experienced in the heart of his people, that they may see him through that lattice of his word, that they may begin to love him, that they may begin to desire him. Paul, he says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But, he says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Outside of those personal manifestations of Christ, we do not believe in him. We do not see him, so that we do not need him. We do not seek him. But now, in the revelations, it becomes different. That is our second thought, the reality of those revelations. For we read, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Who is speaking? That is an angel. It is an angel of the Lord. Of the Lord of hosts, of the Lord of glory. And to whom is he speaking? He is not speaking to princes. He is not speaking to kings. He is not speaking to magistrates. He is not speaking to the great men of the earth, but he is speaking unto shepherds, unto lowly shepherds. That is the very first revelation of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. The Lord Jesus, he said, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and that thou hast revealed them unto babes. There must be room. There must be room for the manifestations of Christ in our heart, because the Lord, he does not waste his grace. And thus, it is never outside of that spiritual poverty. The Lord Jesus, he said, except a man be converted and become as a little child, he shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The manifestations of Christ, they are given to whom? They are given to a people who are sitting in darkness. That is, just as those shepherds, when they were sitting there in that night, because the revelations or the manifestations that is always over against that which is dark, that which is hidden. So that revelation that is always to give light, and that is always to give light upon something that before that a person they could not see. Thus, with all the instruction that a man has from his youth, that God's children, they are so blind until the Lord is opening out of His Word by His Spirit something of the mysteries that are contained in His only begotten Son. A man can receive nothing except that it is given unto him from above. But what do we read? We read, lo, that angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord that shone round about them. So, suddenly, there was light. Golan. Revelations. Manifestations. How does it take place? It is suddenly. That is, when a person is least expecting it. That is, when a person is sitting in his deepest need, because that man, he has come into his guilt. He is a manslayer. And what it is, that manslayer has nowhere else to go on earth. That there is nothing for him waiting but death. That he says, will the Lord cast off forever? And will the Lord be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Then the glory of the Lord, that glory of the Lord we read that shone round about them, suddenly then there is a light from heaven. Suddenly that man, he is given to see the preciousness in that city that is set apart. That the Lord is opening it unto him, and that he sees it in a way that he has never seen it before in his life. What does he see? He sees that city that is different from all those other cities, because that is a stronger city? No. Because it is a more beautiful city? No. Why, children? Well, you say, because it is a city that was set apart by the Lord. That is the only thing that has made that city to be different from all the other cities. And so that people, they may be given to see. They always knew it. You say, yes, they always knew it. But now, they see that so different. There is a difference between knowledge and knowledge. There is a difference between the knowledge of our intellect and the knowledge of faith. Those are two different things. There is a difference in knowledge that is sought for the sake of knowledge and knowledge that is received in our need. The Lord Jesus, he said to his disciples, "Whom do men say that I am?" And one says John the Baptist, one Elias. "But whom say ye that I am?" Peter, he says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What was the answer of Christ? "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona." Why? "For flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven." So, Christ says there is a difference, that when flesh and blood will reveal something to us, or when something is revealed to us by the Lord. Golan, that is not a revelation of man. No, that is the revelation of the Lord. And when the Lord, he is manifesting himself to his people, then he is giving his people to see himself in that light that he himself is shining upon himself. Where does that light shine? That light is shining upon his word. Never outside of his word. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And that angel, when he is speaking unto that shepherd, he is pointing them to the word. Because what does he say? That child that is born in the city of David. The city of David. All those shepherds, they understood immediately because they knew that word, because they were waiting exactly for that word. And now they have known something of that word, but now there is light. There is light that is shining round about them, and there is light that the Lord is giving to them upon that word, that city of David. So the Lord, he is opening it, and he is speaking how that it is not only a promise, but that this promise is fulfilled, and that he is making manifest unto them something of the opening and the fulfillment of the mysteries of the Lord. Golan, that is revelations, that is manifestations, that is that the Lord is instructing his people by points. That the Lord is instructing his people by steps. Step by step. And then every step that is a wonder to the people, so that they will know from where that knowledge is coming. They will say, "The Lord, he has shown it to me. I was so blind. I could read in that word." How long have you read in that word? You say, "Maybe it is all a mystery to me." O congregation, read that word with a cry for Golan. Oh, read that word with a cry in your heart. Oh, Lord, open it to me. Open my eyes, that I may see. Reveal thyself. Show thyself. Because there is such a great difference in the manifestations of a man and the manifestations of the Lord. And that is experienced in the joy of the heart. But that is our last thought. Let us sing 448, stanza 1. "Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence redemption unto us made known, and within his servant David's tent As he to us, his people, sent a horn of full salvation, and what follows, the first stanza of 448. Golan manifestations. Congregation, when the Lord, he is revealing himself at Sinai, then we read that the people fled. Those people were so afraid, that mountain that quaked, and then they felt their unholiness and the great gulf that had to separate them and the Lord. We read when those angels, they came to those shepherds, that those shepherds, they were sore afraid. But the angel, he said to them, "Fear not." Why? Well, because he said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings." They were tidings of the incarnation of the Son of God. Fear not. The birth of that child was the only way that those angels could say to those shepherds, "Fear not." Because it is only by the birth of that child that there can be good tidings from the heavens to the earth. Because outside of that child, there is only evil tidings from heaven. There is only wrath to be revealed. So it was in that first revelation of that birth of that mediator to God's children in the midst of this world. How is it, when the Lord is now revealing Himself in the heart of His own children, is there then fear? No. One thing that people will tell you, that is that they have experienced a great awe. Because there is an experience of something of the nearness of the Lord, of the presence of the Lord, of the closeness of the Lord. When the Lord is in that very special way opening unto that people His Word, there is an awe which contains no fear. Why not? Because those revelations, they are revelations not of His wrath, but it is a revelation of His mercy. It is a revelation of His grace. Thus, it is just the opposite. That there is not only no fear, but there is in the heart of that people such a gladness, that there is in the heart of that people such a joy, that that heart that can leap for joy, know that is not the same as the joy or the so-called joy that is said to be experienced and enjoyed in this world. Because when the heart of the people rejoices, then the eyes of the people, they could weep. Oh, they could weep for joy. It is something in Psalm 65, then David, he says, "Praise waiteth for thee, O Lord, in Zion." And that word wait, that actually means to be silent. To be silent. That is, that praise that speaks of that reverence, that solemnity that is living in the heart of the people. And that is now that solemnity which is giving that true praise unto the Lord. I read a commentator. He used the word chastened. He said it is a chastened praise. The wonder of that people, all that is so different from all the superficiality and all the so-called rejoicing that is to be experienced in this world. And what is now that manifestation, what is now that revelation that causes such a joy in the life of the people, that is experienced as such a wonder, that is that the Lord is opening for the people a possibility. A possibility. What was the fear of that manslayer? That was death. There was behind him an avenger of blood. He did not know where he was. He could be lurking in every corner. He did not know that moment in which his life that would come to an end. And now there is a people. They are not strangers of what is experienced by that manslayer. Especially when after some time, that old covenant that is being taken out from under their feet as a foundation. And that they are finding that old covenant in which they have been trusting and trying and seeking to bridge that gap between God and their soul. And that old covenant that is becoming more and more to them as quicksand. So that they do not know that moment that they are going to descend into that eternal abyss. But now in the Lord, He is coming to reveal unto them His Son by His revelations, by His manifestations. Oh, what do they see? Oh, they see in Him a possibility. You say, is that all? They say, what a wonder. Because they had thought that there was no possibility anymore. No, it is not the assurance. It is not that the people, they can now say that I am safe. Far from it. That manslayer, he was outside. He was maybe far, far away yet from that city of refuge. But what now is the difference? Oh, the Lord, when He opens a man's eyes, then he sees. The Lord shows him that place where it is possible that he could come. The Lord shows him that place to which now he must flee. And that is to him such a wonder because he thought that everything had been lost. But now he sees where that only hope is lying in his life. Golan. Manifestations. What is the Lord revealing to that man? The Lord is opening to him how God can be just and the justifier of the ungodly. Will he be pleased with thousands of rams? Will he be pleased with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression and for the sin of my soul? No. No, he sees it. It is so impossible. But now the Lord, he is opening unto him how it is possible. And that is in the darkness of his night. What does the Lord say? He says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Thus he is revealing unto them his Son. Or he is revealing unto them a different way. A way so completely on the outside of himself. Or he is causing that child to be born in his heart. Or he is giving him to know what Christmas is within the inmost recesses of his soul. Unto you. Unto you. No. We say that is not the assurance. No. And yet, it is unto you. And yet, it is so personal. or it is the way that is opened unto that manslayer himself. And that is now the cause of his great joy, because he was in the midst of those fears of death. But now there is for him a little ray of hope, because he sees that there is still yet a way. Oh, he had thought there was a way. He had known there was a way. But that way that was for every other man in this world. But it was not for him. But now the Lord, he shows to him that that way is also unto you. Then he shows to him that there is also a possibility, there is also a city that is set apart even for such as he is. That is the great wonder that he sees in it. What is now that revelation? What is it that the Lord is showing unto that man that causes him to see? That angel that said to those shepherds, he said, "You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." They said, "You shall find a babe in a stable. You shall find a babe with the beasts of the earth." That holy child. And this is it. That is it. That is now what causes that man to see. Because the Lord is bringing two things together that that man has never in his whole life thought could come together. And what is that? That is that holy child and those beasts of the earth. It was always that stable of his heart that has set him on the outside, that has made it possible for everyone except for him. That is what made it so impossible. And that stable that only increased in its filthiness despite all his efforts, so that it becomes more and more impossible. And now the Lord opens this to him. That that child that is to be found in that stable, that the Lord, he says, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And that people, they cannot sink low enough to praise the Lord. Golan. Revelations. Manifestations. That people, what happens? They become active. They become active. There is so much activity in religion. Young people, there is so much activity. There is so much activity that does not come from the Lord. But listen for a moment here. Here is now an activity that is born from heaven. And it is living where? It is living in the heart of those shepherds. Do you know what they say? They say, "Let us now go. Let us now go. Not tomorrow, but let us now go." And so that manslayer, when his eyes have been opened and he is given to see, what happens? Then he begins to run. He begins to run. Say, blessed people, they have everything. He has nothing. He has nothing. He is lying under the curse. The avenger of blood is behind him. But he begins to run. He is not on the inside. No, he is yet on the outside of that city. But there comes now that holy activity. And it is a seeking. All a seeking. When his eyes have been opened, that he may now also come on the inside of that city. All seeking that city that has been manifested, that has been revealed unto his heart. And so that manslayer begins to run. O congregation, are there such manslayers? Are there such manslayers that are not strangers of such manifestations? Oh, that have just begun to run by that refuge-taking faith that is the consequence of Christmas, of that child being exposed, of that child being revealed, of that child being manifested in our soul. It is the consequence of that golden. The scales, they are fallen from the eyes of that people. They have heard John the Baptist. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Who taketh away the sin of the world. And so they have begun to follow him. It is a people, we read, that are following on to know the Lord. Following on. Why? Because I have seen this much. I have had one ray of that heavenly light that has shone into my soul. And now they desire. They say, oh Lord, open to me more. Why? Oh, what there is and what there must be in that city. And they know that they are not safe. They are not safe until that they come thither. They say, Lord, reveal more unto me. Oh, they seek the comforts of that city, unsaved in themselves. But, O Lord, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, seeking it in Golan, revelations, the manifestations of the Lord. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, open thy word. What shall we say? Oh, a man can open it. If thou openest, no man can shut it. But if thou shuttest it, no man can open it. Open it unto us, that we may also have eyes to see. And that people who must experience themselves as manslayers may also be given to see where to run to. Oh, only that place where they can be delivered. That it may become Christmas by experience. That they may know something, the least part, of that holy child being born in that Bethlehem stable. Oh, Lord, mercy and truth. They are met together. Righteousness and peace. They have kissed each other. Open it unto thy people. Bring us safely to our places. Bring us with desire under thy word in this afternoon. help the student to speak unto us in this afternoon. Oh, fill him with thy Spirit from on high. Make it easy for him. Make it a loving task. And also feed us, that we may receive a little something from thee. Forgive all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 451 and 2. Now may thy servant, Lord, according to thy word, depart in exultation. My rest shall be serene, for lo, mine eyes have seen thy wonderful salvation. 1 and 2 of Psalter 450.
Praise Him.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.